This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Around 1,000 Indian students have returned to India from Bangladesh as the country is witnessing violent protests. The External Affairs Ministry said 778 Indian students returned through various land ports. Around 200 students have returned by regular flight services through Dhaka and Chittagong airports. The ministry said the High Commission of India in Dhaka and the Assistant High Commissions in Chittagong, Rajshahi, Silhet and Khulna have been assisting the return of Indian nationals. It said in coordination with the local authorities, measures are being taken by the High Commission and the Assistant High Commissions to facilitate safe travel to the border crossing points along the India-Bangladesh international border. The ministry is also coordinating with civil aviation, immigration, land ports and BSF authorities to ensure a smooth passage for Indian citizens. The High Commission of India in Dhaka and Assistant High Commissions are in regular touch with more than 4,000 students remaining in various universities in Bangladesh and are providing necessary assistance. It said students from Nepal and Bhutan have also been assisted with their crossing into India on request. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and his Bhutanese counterpart Om Pema Chodron today co-chaired the third India-Bhutan Development Cooperation talks in Thimphu. During the meeting, the Bhutanese side presented the Project Tide Assistance PTA proposals as well as the first tranche of the PTA projects to be implemented during the 13th five-year plan period. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said the two sides approved a total of 61 projects amounting to 4,958 crore rupees in various sectors. These projects are related to infrastructure, energy, skill development, education, health, cultural heritage, capacity building, sports, youth exchanges, digital economy and space technology. Besides, India and Bhutan also held wide-ranging discussions on all aspects of bilateral cooperation, including development, partnership, energy, trade and investment. Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda today said that the government has distributed about 8,600 crore rupees of loans to street vendors under the PM Swanidhi scheme since its launch. Mr. Nadda said this after launching the portal and guidelines for food safety for street food vendors at the Training and Awareness of Street Food Vendors event organized by FSSAI in New Delhi. He said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision is to empower every person through training and skilling. The minister said that with sanitation, good quality and proper waste management, the vendors earn more and attract a large number of customers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the demise of Padma Shri awardee Kamala Pujari. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said she made a monumental contribution to agriculture, particularly boosting organic agricultural practices and protecting indigenous seeds. Prime Minister said Kamala Pujari's work in enriching sustainability and protecting biodiversity will be remembered for years. He said she also is a beacon in empowering the tribal communities. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah has alleged that Hemant Soren-led government in Jharkhand is the most corrupt government in the country. Addressing Extended Working Committee of Jharkhand BJP at Prabhat Tara Maidan in Ranchi, Mr. Shah said 300 crore rupees were found at residence of an MP, while 30 crore was seized from possession of PA of a Jharkhand minister. The government has convened an all-party meeting tomorrow ahead of the budget session of Parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of both houses of Parliament. The budget session of Parliament will begin on Monday, and on Tuesday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha. In the Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, Bangladesh were 6-1 in 0.3 overs against Sri Lanka at Rangiri Dambulla International Cricket Stadium in Sri Lanka. Earlier, Bangladesh won the toss and elected to bat first. In an earlier match, Thailand defeated Malaysia by 22 runs this evening. Chasing a target of 134 runs, Malaysia managed to score only 111 runs for 8 wickets in 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.